A Perfect Day by Joyce Sutton. Today was perfect. It wasn't a perfectly lazy day. I've enjoyed a few of those, sleeping late and not doing much of anything, or perfect in terms of accomplishments or without its problems. Still, it was so perfect from start to finish that I now feel compelled to retrace my steps and try to figure out what made it that way. Maybe I can make it happen again. I woke early and greeted the new day with a 2-mile walk, thanking God for my loved ones and praying for them as I got both body and spirit going. Afterwards, I slowly read some devotional material, contemplating what I read and praying that it would change me. I listened to recordings of some beautiful songs, and their lyrics of praise to God filled my soul. I spent a few more moments feeling Jesus' loving presence and watching as a prism hanging in the window caught a sunbeam and sent ethereal rainbows floating around the room. After breakfast, I planned the coming school year and ordered study materials for my homeschool students, and then helped them with their first 7th and 9th grade classes. It was a very full morning, but surprisingly free of pressure. That time I had taken with Jesus surely paid off. I was beginning to sag as I cut vegetables for lunch, but I found myself thanking God for how He always supplies an abundance of healthful food for us, and I thanked Him again for my family and their good health. My hands were busy, but my heart and mind were far away, sitting at Jesus' feet and enjoying sweet communion with Him. That was just the boost I needed. I listened to some uplifting piano music as I did an errand in the car. I kept pace with the traffic, but without the usual tension in my shoulders. An elderly man driving the car ahead of me made a slow turn, which aggravated some other drivers, but I found myself praying for the man and thanking the Lord that he was still able to get around at his age. I also thanked the Lord for keeping me safe on the road. Back home, between email, phone calls, and a short visit from a neighbor, I cooked, cleaned, and spent some extra time with my teenage son. Sometimes I worry about him, but as we sat together and he shared his opinions, concerns, and dreams, Jesus helped me see a sweetness and depth in my son that I had sometimes overlooked. My husband and I went for an evening walk, and as we held hands and watched the setting sun paint the clouds lavender and pink, we counted our blessings together. I know I can't expect every day to be so perfect, but I now know how to increase my chances. I'll take time to connect with Jesus and renew that connection throughout the day by turning my thoughts to Him and His goodness.